Yeah. So is it possible that a person like takes care of his parents and like once his sister marries and he goes on to her home and once his like parents pass on, so after that he can actually like retire from the responsibility has come and join as a sadhu. Is it possible?
Definitely. I mean, there's two. I mean, the question is, when can you fully surrender to God and leave everything behind? That going to God is never wrong in the ultimate sense. It's never wrong. Although sometimes Indian parents, they preach the Bhagavad Gita because it says Guru. There's one verse in the 17th chapter or so. It says one should respect the Guru. And Guru means superiors. Guru means heavy. Guru. So it said one should respect his superiors like mother and father. So they say, you went over and joined the spiritual side of life and you have guru, but you're out preaching Gita, maybe selling Gita. Some people, they sell, you know, pass. So, but your Gita is telling you should stay home, and that doesn't say stay home. It just says you should honor and worship your mother and father. What does that mean? It means every year on Shraddh, Pitri Paksha, Ashwin Maina, Krishna Paksha for 2 weeks, we do some pujas, we offer some pinda dan, and feed some kanya dan, I mean, not kanya dan, but feed some kanyas, feed them, and then so many pujas for their benefit. So that's called worshipping the superiors. It's not only means right today, stay home and take care of me, but it means when you go there, I have to take care of you over there. That's why I'm called putra. Put means hell. Put means Pitriloka, and tra means Trayate. You have to get me, you know, you have to get me out of there. Like I educated you and I took care of you, so I got you out of living a material life of hell. Because if you had no education and no food and no protection, your life would be hell. You'd be a street urchin. But when I was here on this planet as your father, I liberated you from the basic miseries of life, and I insulated you and I protected you and I cared for you. Now I'm over there, and maybe I did some pop or I did some misdeeds or whatever, so I'm being detained there in Pitri Loka, and maybe even gone to hell. So you can do Ekadasi Vratas and take a sankalp before the Vrat means a affirmation or intention, statement of purpose. You know this term, sankalp. Maybe you don't, but sankalp before you do some tapa or Vrat, you make sankalp means a verbal. You make a statement of purpose is what I like to call it. Statement of intention, sankalp, you know? Why? It's like marriage. You make it when you get part of a vivaha, there's a sankalp where you say, you know, you're, I don't know, in America, that's what a sankalp is, an example. You're getting married, and every country and religion has their own rituals, but the principle of sankalp is there. That you take a sankalp, you know, the priest or the purohit or whomever, he says, okay, and the father is giving away the daughter to the man. And he's saying, so you, and then he has to speak his sankalpa. Yes, I will. How do we say it in America? I will have. I will hold. I promise to protect this woman and take care of her and you know, give children or whatever this or that. And then she promises. I promise for my whole life to serve my husband with my body, mind, and words. And this is called sankalpa.
Promises and vows.
Excuse me.
Promises and vows.
Promises and vows. So that's what you're speaking is your promises and vows. But what what that practice is of setting a destiny or setting an affirmation or a goal or a purpose of the function, which is marriage, is a long time yajna. That's why it's called Vivaha Yajna. I just do one little yajna, do a Satyanarayan Puja in my house on Saturday. It's not going to take 40 years or 50 years or 60 years. It's like, you know, 1 hour or whatever. And so I, you know, then the Purohit will say, "Okay, make your sankalpa," and then you mentally, husband and wife, "Well, yes, I'm doing the Satyanarayan Puja to create some shanti in my house. My family's always arguing, and there's no shanti here. You know, it's like Mahabharata in my house." So they even have shanti pujas. They have one special puja called shanti puja. one friend, his mother came here. She said, she's a Western lady. She said, "I went to India, and I think there are as many religions in India as there are people." Because she saw one temple somewhere, and she said, "And who is this God? Who is this temple? She's a nice lady, not bigoted or not prejudiced. She came twice. They said, oh, this is Santoshi Ma. And she said, I don't know this language. You know, I don't know Hindi. And what Ma means must be mother. Yeah, that's right. Ma means mother. Santoshi means she's the mother that gives you full satisfaction. Santosh, you know, Tosh means, is it right? Satisfaction. Yeah, yeah. So, and then the lady said, that sounds like, that's nice. She's a respectful, cultured lady. She didn't say, oh, didn't laugh, thinking, she didn't think it's a joke. She respected, this is her culture. She said, oh, you have a goddess that you worship that will give you satisfaction. You should, and then, I don't know what she said, but I would have said, I would have asked that Indian gentleman if I was touring here, I said, can I export some of these deities to America? Because I'm from America, and maybe you don't know, but no one's satisfied there. So if we bring Santoshi Ma there, maybe everybody will become a Ram, you know, satisfied. So this is India. So
satisfaction from within is what they give as their blessings. That's why the satisfaction can come from within. That is why Santoshi Ma.
Yeah. Ultimately, if something happens, it's because Bhagavan empowers her. Bhagavan, it's called Shakti Avesh.
Yes.
He is Sarva Shakti Mahi. He's Sarva Shakti, Bhagavan. Sadeshwarya Purna, Bhagavan. Sarvutam Bhagavan. So he invests. Pravesh means he enters. Griha Pravesh, Mandir Pravesh. He enters into the heart of some Deva Devi, or some expansion, some prabhav or vaibhav, some expansion of him. What to speak? Bhagavan enters the heart of the jiva so that we can live, so we can open our eyes. Bhagavan enters the heart as Paramatma, then he expands with 33 crores of demigods. And then one demigod runs the eyelid, demigod runs the nerves, and all the muscles, everything's run by a demigod. When a Paramatma goes, then when the prime minister goes, all the ministers go with him. Because he gets a new prime minister is elected, he changes the ministers in India. So then when the Paramatma goes, then all the ministers go, and your eyes close, and your nose, and that's it. Nothing works. Heart stops. You're dead. I mean, the body's dead. So you remind me of a man drowning in the ocean, and there's some straw. Trina, you know, Trina, straw, like busa, but a little longer. Some straw floating by, and he's thinking, oh, let me grab this. If I hold on to this straw, I won't sink. So you're thinking, well, you know, I'm trying to think, my parents want me to get married, I'm the only son, and but maybe I can avoid that, and after my daughter's married, I mean, my sister, she's younger, and you're supposed to be married first, by the way. So you push her up to the first slot. Listen, let's change. You become in the first slot. I'll go in the second slot. Stall for time. Push your daughter up to the pole position. I mean, your sister up to the pole position. Say, Mom, she's really anxious to get married. And I'm like, I'm pretty peaceful, you know. Say, no. First we marry the son, and then we marry the daughter. And then, of course, you know, it's their house, not yours.
Now they're looking like for my sister marriage first.
Oh, so sure. Well, that's your good fortune. So his plan is that my sister will be married, and then I can not get married, but you know, it's a win-win situation. I want Krishna, but I don't want to run out of my parents.
Yes.
You can do it. Definitely, you can do it.
Okay.
That's the win-win thing. And if they're real young, then it's going to take a long time until you can be fully with God. Maybe not, because that I'll have to see. There's unlimited, as I mentioned, there's unlimited conceptions of the spiritual reality and unlimited ways to approach Him. Because he's an autocrat and he's independent. He's Swarat. Swarat. Ati Ati Swarat. Totally. We talk Swaraj, you know, independence in India, Swaraj. But he's Swarat. That he possesses whatever, any concept of independence or any idea of independence or any expression of independence is fully embodied in God. He is the supreme independent. There's no one above him. He doesn't depend on, that's his definition, one of the definitions of God. Totally independent of everyone. So this idea that you can do this, and so what I mean to say is that God independently, he reciprocates with everyone according to what they want to do. And if you're sincere, because a young man, because you're not, you're, you know, you're a cultured man, you have good looks, you're educated, cultured man from a good family. So marriage for you will not be it'll be a very easy thing to accomplish because of your adhikara and qualification. And Krishna knows that. I mean, some people have no option. They have no peace of mind without someone else. They have no position in society without having a wife and family. So someone understands that all those gaps and anything that might be missing by being single and being a bhakta, a shuddh bhakta of Bhagavan, Krishna will fill in the gaps. We talk about Santoshima. Well, Krishna will fill in, you know, I'll get my satisfaction, I'll get my peace, I'll get my fulfillment. Everything, without kids and without a wife, and I won't be frustrated, I won't be anxious, I won't be, I won't be always, you know, I'll be walking down the street, I'm a brahmachari, I live at home with my mother, and I'm walking down the street looking at every woman. Sometimes when the gopis are joking with Krishna, you know, and they say, you played the flute and you called us out to the forest to dance with you in the rasa dance. And now we, do you want to sit in a chair? I have a chair because maybe you're not comfortable. I can get. You called us out for the rasa dance and now we've given up everything to come to you. And we want to please you and satisfy you. You called us, we came. So if you called us, we didn't call you. So you called us, so we're here at your service. And now you're telling us that we should go home. And then you're saying that, you know, I'm a brahmachari, don't you know? And in a Gopal Tapani Upanishad, it says, Krishna tu brahmachari. And Srivasa Muni was explaining to the gopis that Krishna is a brahmachari. So he said, I'm a brahmachari. And then the gopis started giggling, you know, because they're young girls. Krishna was only 8 years old and they were 7 at the time of the rasa dance. He was 8 years old, they were 7. So they were giggling and laughing. And he said, and they looked at each other. Lita looked at Radharani, Radharani looked at Vishakha. You're a brahmachari. And he said, yes. And then Lalita said, yes, we know what kind of brahmachari you are. You're like a gora. You know gora? The long tail horse?
Horse. Mm-hmm.
He said, you're a brahmachari like a horse. If a horse is in a field, he's peacefully eating grass, you know, a male horse. And he looks very content and very peaceful. He's brahmachari. But the very second that he sees a female horse, what they call, I don't know, mare or whatever, mare, M-A-R-E, female horse. He sees a female horse and he forgets his brahmachari and he gets all excited and he runs after her. So the gopis are saying, you're this kind of brahmachari. You're as soon as you see a pretty gopi by the Yamuna collecting, you know, some water in her kumbha, her pot, then you immediately accost her and pull at her chunari and flirt with her. So what kind of brahmachari are you? So if you stay at home and choose not to get married and don't be this kind of horse brahmachari, you know, you see every woman and think, oh, you know, when I'm home with my mother and father, I'm a brahmachari. As soon as I go to the mall, then I think, oh, wow, you know, I think I made the wrong choice, you know. And so that only, of course, as they say in America, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And they have another expression, dare to be great, dare to be different. That was kind of the motto of the Hare Krishna movement in America. Every bhakta preacher with new Americans would come and they would say, this is a very strange movement you have here. You have these idols and there's all smoke in that temple room and nobody has any hair and you wear these bed sheets, which we call dhotis. They called bed sheet, look like some orange bed sheet. You know, when usually you wear blue pants or gray pants. And, you know, so a man walking around with an orange bed sheet was not considered very masculine, what to speak of, ordinary. Dresses are for women. So many times I would be wearing dhoti 42 years ago in America, and men would come up to me and said, well, are you some kind of woman? Because there are kinds of funny things like that where men dress up as women, you know, even in India. I said, no, I don't think so. I'm a monk. I'm a Hare Krishna monk. He said, oh, but you're wearing a dress. I said, okay, well, if you have, you have anything more to say? You know, I was like, okay, you know, Hare Krishna, you know, goodbye. So, if you have to search deep within yourself, if you can, that suggestion you offered is very good. Because frankly, because what are the other options for a single man? If he has independent money, then he can. There's a lot of options. If he has independent money, if he doesn't need a mother and father, and he doesn't need to work, and he has independent money somehow, inheritance or whatever, lottery, won the lottery, then he can go like to a holy dham of his choice or his ruchi, his taste, rent a flat, put in fixed deposit, do bhajan, rice dal chapati, and pass your life.
Actually, like I'm working on that part also now, like keeping in like my goal in the mind. So that I'm...
Well, if you have a clear goal, I'll just give you the green light and all the encouragement I can. But I would think, you know, it's like when you think about getting married and whom to choose or whom to marry, if you have any choice at all, because if it's a love marriage, you have no choice. And if it's an arranged marriage, you have no choice. You think it's your choice to love this, fall in love with this man. I was just walking along one day and you fell in love. That's what it's called, falling in love. Like you walk and then you fall. When you fall, you're either walking or you fall. When you fall, you're on the ground. So we don't say walking, I walked in love. We say in English, I don't know what they say in India, maybe a whole different mentality or concept. I fell in love. Is that right? So that if you want to go a little philosophical, it means when we turn our face away from God, which is since forever, basically, in a real tattva, beginningless time, when we're not looking towards God, which most of us never do, then we're looking towards this Maya. So then we'll fall down, we'll fall in love. So it's a fall, it means you're walking, and then love means it's a fall from your walking. So I'm walking peacefully, but then I fell in love, and now there's no more peace. A single girl, when she's 12 years old, or a single boy, he's a little playful and naughty and chalak and udam, and all those kind of adjectives you have. But he's a little peaceful. But when he falls down in love, then his chakra, you know, then, is she loyal? Is he loyal? He looked at that girl. She looked at that boy. Now she's on Facebook. She has 100 likes, and they're all men, and she's my wife. You know, nowadays there must be a lot of chinta. With men and women. The wife has a good-looking husband. He's got a Facebook and he has 5,000 friends, all ladies. And the wife is good-looking. She has a Facebook, all friends, likes, and they're all men. I like. Looking cute, looking beautiful. Oh, wow, your husband's a lucky guy. But it's not much for those comments. The next step over is, you know, what's your phone number?
Like.
Let's meet. And then, you know, Dharma's out the door. Hello, Facebook. Goodbye, Dharma. It's Maya, Maya's trick. Everything has its good and bad uses, but unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, everything is used for Kali. In Satya, everything's used for Vishnu. Everything. Mind, body, senses. Here, what's used for Vishnu? Once in a while, there's a thought. The thought goes there to Vishnu. Hey, Bhagavan. Or we say, in a village, we say, every few days, Bhagavanicha. So that's in 3 days, I thought I mentioned the name Bhagavan once. Not even a name, just the concept, the Bhagavan.